Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Suffocation, no breathing, don't give up.
Brandon Tierney, Sal Licata back on the Fan on this Thursday, talking Knicks and some Jets as well, BT.
Yes, and I got a quick Met question for you, and I just want your quick first response. If you're a big Met guy, I want your answer as well. Now, I know that you guys saw this last night. Nick Pavetta just signed the four-year deal with the Padres.
What did he end up getting?
I don't know. This 50? Was it?
Four for 55.
Okay.
Four for 55. I know it was 4 years.
And there was qualifying offer there, too.
Okay,
so some trade or some draft stuff as well. Okay. So he is now with San Diego. Now, I did see something. I don't want to just throw ridiculous stuff out there, that it looks like maybe San Diego is going to have a change of heart and they will keep both King and Dylan Cease, just to be fair to the conversation. However, if the Padres call you, first I want Sal, then Huff, and they say straight up, Dylan Cease, Jet Williams, what are you doing?
I am trading Jet Williams.
Huff, Jet Williams, Dylan Cease.
No.
Really? Why?
You got to make that trade.
Jet Williams. I was just talking to somebody about him yesterday off the air. And getting my, you know, I don't know anything about Jet Williams. We know he's undersized. We know about the athleticism. The comparisons have been Dustin Pedroia, and the person, you know, somebody in the game would know and you know, has an idea of this stuff, has a background of it. Eh, what the hell? Zach Scott. I mean, the guy was a former GM. Sue me, Zach. What are you? No, I'm talking to him about it off the air. I mean,
that's awesome.
I don't even know if he said it on the air, off the air, whatever. But
it's great. Go ahead. So Zach Scott,
he's done
what
a nice
say?
Job contributing on SNY Baseball Night New York. And he, from, you know, from a scout perspective, remember, he had a lot of success with the Red Sox organization.
Yes, he did. He did.
So I was like, what do you think? He said he likes Jet Williams, but the comparisons to Dustin Pedroia, he feels like, are not.
Okay,
like,
what's Williams? I think Williams is faster. Did Pedroia have more power? What's the difference?
Yeah, I didn't get into all those details.
Okay.
But remember, Pedroia, Pedroia was just a great player. I mean, the size is the comparison. And then I think people are hoping that, you know, I do feel like, I don't know, do you ever think Dustin Pedroia was the most athletic? Like, I feel like Jeff.
No, I didn't. I think Jeff's more explosive, quick twitch.
So maybe he's more athletic, but Pedroia, probably just a better player. I'm not even minimizing Jet Williams, but
I know what you're asking,
and that's why I'm perplexed as to why Hoff wouldn't want to give him up. I'm not worried about what Jet Williams is going to be eventually. I want the young control. How many years ago is he's under contract here? At least two more, no?
No, just one year.
Oh, this is it?
This is it. Yeah.
So last year when they were going to trade him, that was the appeal last year.
Yep.
Maybe a little bit less. I'd still do it. I think you have Dylan Cease, although you probably could get him without having to give up Jet Williams, no?
Well, I just saw that proposed somewhere on social media. That's why I lifted. I didn't just come up with Jet Williams myself. But
so Cease only has this year on his contract?
That's it. Him and King, same thing. Well, no, actually King has an option for next year now.
So King's under more control than Cease's?
Yeah, they kind of that finagled. Well, right? No, King has the finagled contract. Remember, like, they kind of did some kind of weird deal this year where it really hits after the season's over. It's some stupid, convoluted contract.
Yeah, I mean, so then after that, maybe I take it back, and Hoff was probably right. If you could get him without giving up Jet Williams, which you might be able to do, if he's only got 1 year left, you're getting like Jet Williams is a top prospect, no? The Mets top prospect,
yes, he is.
Yeah, and here's the thing: is he's the best center fielder prospect that we have. And let's be serious: Tyrone Taylor is not the starting center fielder for the next 5 years.
I know.
Neither is Jose Siri.
But I don't know if they look at him as that again. I don't know. We could find out and try to talk to some people and see what they think of Jet Williams. Hey, it'd be nice to see Jet Williams contribute at the big league level this year. I mean, I don't know if that's going to be the case. But when you're talking about adding Dylan Cease, here's what I'm trying to do. Let's simplify it this way. Forget the contract stuff. Forget the prospect ranking. Forget the price, what it would cost. Who do you think enhances the Mets' chances to win a World Series now?
The answer is Cease.
That's
why.
That's what I'm saying. So
I would do it as well.
I'm looking at it from that prism, saying, yeah, Jet Williams could have potential, and he's under control, and I get like the value may be off in my mind. But you add Dylan Cease to this Mets team, which I already think is loaded. Now they're even more loaded, and you're filling the probably greatest area of need, the starting rotation, with a high end starter.
Yep.
I'm trying to win a World Series now.
I'm with you. I would do it too. Now, listen,
So you would do
that? I would. Okay. I'm with you. Of course, I follow him. Like, you know, I see something written about him. I read it, but I haven't seen him play. But I mean, I am looking at his numbers, and I'd still make the trade. So, you know, he's obviously working his way around, so he's not at one spot too long, all right? But early on, when he was first drafted, he was with the Port St. Lucie Mets, and then he went up to High A in Brooklyn, right? And the two stops where he had a significant amount of at-bats, his on-base percentage was .422 and .451.
Right.
And one of the places he stole 32 bases. So
he's got to be able to stay healthy.
Yeah, he's an on-base machine, it seems. He runs like the wind. You know, 6 triples, so he's got a little gap power. Yeah, again, I don't want to turn into scout here with somebody I've never really seen play.
You mean he could be like the next Spencer Jones?
Yeah. I did not get favorable stuff. I was having a conversation, and I will not divulge the name. I did not get a real favorable report on Spencer Jones.
Again?
Yeah, yeah. I was told that...
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months... Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I was told that there's people in the organization that think he is right now ready to play center field.
Okay.
He's got a rocket. Like, I actually went, you know, I'm a
right
nutball
now,
with this.
Yeah.
I actually went back to his perfect game profile, right, which is the amateur stuff, whatever, that like all right, the kids playing. And he's throwing like 95 miles an hour. And he obviously playing outfield and first base. So he's got the arm and he's got the athletic profile to play center field. They don't know if he's going to hit. They're like,
see, this is
he's
why.
Never really hit yet.
Think about how absurd this is. Last year at this time, we were talking about Spencer Jones potentially having an impact on the Yankees last year. And if not, then he would be the replacement if they lost Juan Soto. Oh, it's okay because they need to make room for Spencer Jones if they lose Soto. And instead they go out and get Bellinger, and we're hearing Dominguez is going to be the favorite to get left field job. I haven't even heard Spencer Jones' name.
There's a reason for that. I'm telling you, I would not frame it as I'm not saying that the Yankees are down on him. That's right. Not the proper way to frame it. I would say that the Yankees just aren't quite as enthusiastic as they once were. And now I will inject this. I don't think there's any chance he makes the team opening day. I don't think there's a chance.
And they wouldn't trade him for Corbin Burns a year ago.
I'm telling you right now, Caleb Durbin from this year, that's going to be Spencer Jones next year. You're going to hear Mr. Cashman tout him up, and all of a sudden he's going to get traded.
They traded Durbin.
Yeah, they traded Durbin.
That's my point.
Yeah.
Who the hell's Caleb Durbin? Oh. They got Devin Williams for him.
Right.
All of a sudden, before you know it, they're going to start.
Well, then why wouldn't you do the Jed Williams trade? It's the same philosophy.
No. I'm telling you, because Brian Cashman pulled it out of his you-know-what. Nobody knows what Caleb Durbin's going to do. The same way that all of a sudden you're hearing bad news about Spencer Jones.
Nobody knows what Jed Williams... I'm confused, Hop.
I was just countering off of your... You said Spencer Jones didn't hear really good things. I'm telling you, Cashman's going to flip him next year because he's going to make it sound like he's amazing. Like what they did to Caleb Durbin.
The only difference there is that they made it sound like he was amazing last year.
Well, he was. No, they didn't make it. I mean, remember there was a stat where...
Well, then they screwed up.
Well, again, it's minor league. It's spring training. There was a stat. I don't know if you could find this. Don't even worry about it. It was very much in like a very...
Remember my nickname from last year? Stat.
Yeah, Spencer Jones Moss. Yes, of course, I remember your nickname, dude. You and your stupid nicknames. But I remember there was a stretch where... because the fear in the Yankee organization was that he had too much swing and miss. Like, he just didn't make enough contact at the higher level. And then, you know, he's with the big team for a while, and he went, like, X amount of straight pitches without swinging and missing. I know that that's a very obscure reference from last spring training, but it stands out in my mind, like, which emboldened me, and I think others be like, oh, if the only fear about this kid is that he's not making enough contact, but here he is 37 straight, I'm just throwing a number out, 37 straight pitches without swinging and missing in Tampa, maybe he is going to be the real deal. But I I'm just telling you what I've heard, and I heard it from a very good source. I myself am no longer, you know, pumping the virtues of Spencer Jones. I feel like they don't view him the way they once did.
Which just is a lesson in pumping these prospects, whether it's Jet Williams or somebody else, hyping these prospects up. You never know. You go gaga for Spencer Jones a year ago, or it's Jet Williams, or it's this guy or that guy. This has been the issue for years. That's why I would probably trade the prospects, especially if it means being a World Series, you know, finalizing a World Series team.
I think, Hoff, I just threw you down a massive rabbit hole. Did you actually find something?
I found something. It says Jones didn't swing and miss on a pitch until his 10th game of spring training.
I knew it was something nuts. Right. Think about this, guys. Now, he's 6'7". He runs like the wind. Remember, I also referenced that first to third was a tenth of a second slower than De La Cruz.
Right, so wouldn't that then tell you all these things that looked like it was going to be a surefire thing? Wouldn't that tell you then the next time somebody gets hyped up like that, like, I got to wait and see it? That's why, you know me, I don't care about these prospects until they get here. Yeah. I want to see what they do here. All this hype, all this talk.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, maybe that is the prudent thing to do.
Even Volpe, Dominguez, Alvarez, like, the guys who are actually having some success, Volpe is having some success.
Yeah.
He hasn't lived up to the hype. Alvarez has had some success. He hasn't lived up to the hype. Beatty, he's another one. Like, all these guys, show me the guys that have actually hit.
The one guy that we wanted to get rid of the most was the one guy who's really
Vientos,
good.
Vientos. Forget about what we were saying. The Mets were saying, Vientos. They showed you. They went and got J.D. Martinez. They kept him down in the minors.
Yep.
Brought him back up. He hits a home run. Sent him back down to the minors.
Get back to Syracuse, buddy. Yeah, thanks for the home run. Get lost. I know. But I do remember that stat. And thank you for that, Hoff. That probably wasn't the easiest find. But that excited me because I'm like, all right, he's 6'7", he runs like the wind, he's got a rocket, could play left, could play center, could play right, you know, lefty profile power, this and that, and okay, the only thing he doesn't do is make enough contact, but wait, he just went 10 straight games playing with the major leaguers. I know you're getting fed fastballs and the hitters are ahead of the pitchers. I know all this, trust me, but I'm like, wow, this young man just played 10 games down in Tampa in the Grapefruit League, and he hasn't swung and missed, swung and missed at a pitch in 10 games? I'm like, all right. But I don't think they like him anymore. That's the bottom line.
Fun while it lasts.
Yeah, exactly.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. we've done your homework. Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Enjoy USDA Choice Beef New York Strip Steak, bone-in for $7.99 per pound, which pairs well with Josh Cabernet, 750-milliliter bottles priced at $14.99 each, or buy six or more mix and match for just $13.49 each plus CRV. Signature Select Value Pack Boneless Pork Top Loin Chops, $3.99 per pound. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.